Today we're going to discuss a little bit about the task of tying, kosher. So when they were weaving, part of the task of weaving was tying. Sometimes the string they were weaving with got torn, so they had to tie it. Now that was a permanent knot. That was a string you're going to leave that way tied forever. When they used to prepare nets for fishing the chilazon, so also they would sometimes add to the net and detract from the net. When we speak about kosher, the task of tying, we have two components that interest us. Number one is it ma'ase uman? Is it a skilled knot? And number two is it a knot with permanence? So two components. Ma'ase uman, is it a knot that requires skill? And is it a kesher shel kayama? Is it a knot that I want should stay for a long time? Technically, there are two tasks which are the mirror image of one another. Tying and undoing a knot. Whatever knot I'm prohibited from tying on Shabbos, that's going to be the knot that I'm allowed to open on Shabbos. This task we encounter, whichever knot I'm prohibited from tying on Shabbat is going to be the knot that I am prohibited from untying on Shabbat. Kosher and Matir are mirror images of one another. We encounter this very often. In our day-to-day, we tie our shoes. We tie our tie. A woman can tie on her head covering. You put on an apron, you want to tie it. So we actually encounter the question of which knot am I permitted or not permitted to do on our day-to-day Shabbos all the time. Soldiers in the army build tents, and then they have to tie the tent to the spokes. So we run into it in citizen life, we run into it in the army, we run into it in many places. Okay, step one. We have a big machloket rishonim. Which type of knot is prohibited on Shabbos? What's prohibited biblically and what's prohibited rabbinically? Once you know where the limits, the parameters of the biblical prohibition is, so one step further is the rabbinic prohibition. But the machloket begins on the doraita level. Number one, a double knot. So our assumption is a knot is when you make an X with two strings, you tie them, that's a knot that won't stay. You tie them again, a double knot, right? A double X, that's a prohibited knot on Shabbat. Even if a person would say, I'm going to undo that knot today, that I wouldn't be allowed to do that. What we do is what we do with our shoes. We'll get to that in a second.
So the double knot of loops is permissible?
We'll get to that. I just don't want to forget. I want to go off on a tangent because I might forget in the end. Another place that this comes up is with our tzitzit. Very often you see that the final knot of your tzitzit is coming open. You're not supposed to tighten it on Shabbat. That's a double knot, right? The tzitzit is a double knot. Another place this could come up is the string itself. When do you need a double knot? When you're dealing with two strings. But when you're dealing with one string, for example, your shoelace, right? So that's two edges of a string. It's like two strings. There, without a double knot, you don't run into problems. But when it's one string, like the string of a tzitzit, if you were to tie it onto itself, because you don't want it to continue unraveling, that would still be prohibited on Shabbat. One understanding is that if it's a kesher shel kayama, then that makes it into a ma'aseh uman. And that's...
It's not really two criteria, it's one.
It ends up being that way. We didn't go. He doesn't go into the Rishonim here. I thought we would go a little bit more into the Rishonim, but he doesn't go into it. But yeah, that's how it ends up for sure for Ashkenazim. Yeah.
Coming out, but it's not out yet.
No. Yeah, people don't know that, but you're not right. You're not allowed to tighten the knot, because technically the knot, that's also called making a knot.
It's a completely new knot.
What?
It's like completely new knot.
Yeah. Okay. The next thing we have is an aniva. So that's what we call loops. Aniva. I have the basic knot on the shoe, right? I X the strings. I pull them. Okay, that's knot number one. That won't stay. That didn't do anything, right? But on top of that, I'm going to loop the strings and tie them. So there, that's called aniva al gabei kesher. So then we say, here it depends whether you intend to leave that knot forever or you intend to undo it that day. So within the next 24 hours, do you intend to undo that knot? Then it's okay. So that's why we're allowed to tie an apron. That's why we're allowed to tie a baby carrier. That's why we're allowed to tie our shoes. Because it's called aniva al gabei kesher. And aniva al gabei kesher, so that's something which, A, it's not as tight, it's not as strong as a knot on top of a knot. And B, I'm not leaving it with permanence. I intend to undo it. So I have both aspects. It's not a powerful knot. And it's not kesher shel kayama. I intend...
Better than the first half of a double knot without loops.
Right.
Are we only able to make that first knot of the two loops, or are we also able to make it into a double knot of two loops?
Not what we call a double knot, right?
Wait, we're going to get there. We'll get there. What we cover so far, my basics is I can't leave a knot with permanence, and I can do a knot, which is the X of the strings, and two loops, which is what's called aniva al gabei kesher. That's a looping the strings on top of the knot. What are our exceptions? Sometimes there are knots which people do them long term. And then, even if you say, I'm doing it short term, aniva al gabei kesher, that wouldn't work. What's an example of that? Sometimes you have clothing that have strings coming out of them. And let's say you have a coat that has an insert, and the insert ties into the coat, right? You have coats where you have the outside shell. And then you have the insert, the warm insert. When people put that insert in, usually they're putting it in for the whole winter. People don't put it in and take it out. So sometimes those coats attach with a knot. You have to tie the insert into the coat. So there, even if you'd say, Matzei Shabbos, I'm taking it out. It's not a kesher shel kayama. But this is the type of kesher that when people do it, they do it long term. So then I can't say, I'm doing it short term, so I'm okay. Okay, that's step one. I want to go on with step two next week, but